We're beginning a new series tonight. As I say, last week we finished off with the parables, and so the series that we're starting, Jesus Brings. And basically what we're doing in this series is we're trying to answer the question, what difference does Jesus make? What difference does Jesus make? You know, one of the things that we believe as Christians, those of us who are Christians here, is that Jesus transforms our lives. Jesus changes everything. Okay, Christianity, it's not like a box that we open up on Sunday morning and then close again on Sunday night. It's not just a bunch of religious things that we do at a certain time that make us feel better about ourselves because we do those things at a particular time. No, what we've experienced, those of us who know Jesus, is that Jesus actually transforms our lives. He changes everything. And so what we need to understand is that Jesus really does make a difference. Jesus brings so many gifts into our lives when we put our trust in him. And so we're going to be talking about that over the next 10 weeks. Okay, over the next 10 weeks, what we're going to be talking about is the fact that Jesus brings purpose, he brings joy, he brings hope, compassion, forgiveness, power to change, real community, satisfaction, justice, life after death. Those are the kinds of things that we're going to be talking about over the next 10 weeks, all of these different things that Jesus brings. Because Jesus really does make a difference to our lives. So that's where we're headed. And what we're thinking about tonight is we're thinking about the fact that Jesus brings purpose. You know, I wonder if you could, if I could ask you to think about in your head your answer to this question, what is life all about? Okay, what's life all about?
Believing in Jesus.
Believing in Jesus, great, yeah. I mean, it's a big question, isn't it? It's a big question. Okay, some people have really thought about that, some people have it really clearly in their mind. They've thought about that. Some people would say, my family is everything, or my health is everything, or something like this. Some people have really thought about this. They're sure about what life is about. Other people, though, aren't so sure, okay? Lots of people in the world are really directionless. They're not sure which direction life should actually head in. But what we should appreciate is that in the end, okay, in the end, all of us do have to live. I mean, we're living all of the time. And what that means is that all of us are making choices all of the time, aren't we, in our lives. And so whether we like it or not, as we live our lives, we have to be making choices about things that we think are more important and things that we think are less important. You just have to do that as you live your life. You've got to make those kinds of choices. And so it actually really does help us sometimes really intentionally take a step back and to just ask ourselves the question, what is the purpose of my life? What am I going to treat as most important as I make decisions in my life? What's life all about? Friends, tonight we're looking at, as I say, some of the teaching of Jesus, and here what Jesus is touching on is this idea of what life's all about. Okay, we read in verse 22, I think I've put it up there. Then he said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat, nor about the body, what you'll put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Okay, Jesus there is clearly saying that some things in life are actually more important than other things in life. Life is more than food, he says. Body more than clothing. What Jesus is doing here is he's helping the disciples with their worry. Okay, something that we should that will help us is to realize that We worry about the things that are important to us. That's what you're going to worry most about. You'll worry most about the things that are most important to you. That's how worry works. And so what Jesus is saying is, it's good to try to be conscious about that. Try to actually think that through. What is actually the most important things? Try to work out what life is all about. Because if you don't actually know what life is all about, you're going to end up spending your time worrying about stuff that might seem most important to you, but might not actually be the things that really are the most important, if that makes sense. It's just what we're like. Okay, the truth is we've all got to make decisions in life. Every one of us has to make choices in life. We've got to make decisions. And so if we don't actually get clear in our heads what's the most important thing and shape our lives around that, then the reality is we're going to let other things shape our lives. That's the point. And so we have to work out what life is all about. Now, what Jesus here is saying is that life is more than many of the things that we usually worry about. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Now, when we talk about life is more than food, body is more than clothing, most of us would naturally just agree with that, I think. We know life's about more than food, it's about more than clothing. We know that life's about more than the stuff that we eat, and that it's about more than the stuff that we have. But the thing is that that kind of thing often does actually, it often actually does take over us much more than we'd like to admit. Our society is actually a society that really actually is very concerned about clothing, for example, and it's actually very much concerned about food too. Just this last week, I'm sort of embarrassed too that I saw this video somehow, but I don't know if any of you saw it. There was a video of the movie star Catherine Zeta-Jones showing off her wardrobe. I think I saw this for research purposes. dresses, shoes, jackets, jewelry, purses, and it just went on and on and on. And I mean, life just really did seem to be all about clothing for her. Okay, you look at the weekly magazines that we get. You look at the junk mail that we see in our boxes, mailboxes, the ads that we get on Facebook, things like that. And okay, a lot of it is fairly appearance-oriented. A lot of it does actually focus in on clothing or outward appearance. Or if it's not focusing on that, it might be focused in on the body itself, okay? How to get healthy, how to lose weight. A lot of it is very much focusing on our physical existence here and now. And that kind of ties in with food too, doesn't it? I mean, what we have, what I think is also a very big focus on food in our society. Has anybody noticed that? We have a big focus on food in our society. On the one hand, we're often hearing about diets, how to get ourselves healthy. And yet on the other hand, we're also often hearing about just great food, like bacon, things like that. What are the TV programs that have really taken off in the last 10 years or so in Australia? Well, a lot of the sorts of shows that have taken off have been things like MasterChef, My Kitchen Rules, Zumbo's Desserts, this kind of thing, quite popular. And so although lots of us probably wouldn't say that life is about clothing, that life is about food, or that it's just about the body, it's just about how you look and so on, the truth is that those things in our world are actually a really big focus. And it's actually really easy for us to get caught up in this and to get worried about this sort of stuff, how we look, and feel like, or maybe feel like we don't look as good as we should look. We wish we'd lost a few kilos. Or on the other hand, we just wish we were a better cook, knew how to entertain better, whatever it might be. The truth is those kinds of things can often be higher on our radar than we might acknowledge. And the thing is, we can become focused on the stuff of life. And you know, that doesn't just apply to food and clothing and our bodies looking good. Okay, sometimes what it applies to is just stuff that we have in life. Right, you might have noticed when we read the passage earlier that before Jesus got on talking about food and clothing and so on, what was the parable he told, the story that he told? It was the story of the rich fool who decides that he's going to build bigger and bigger barns and then kick up his feet and say, I'm set for the rest of my life, eat, drink and be merry. And he's thinking about all of this stuff. It's where he gets his purpose in life, but he hasn't gotten right with God. And so we read in verse 20 there, it says there, but God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you, then whose will those things be which you have provided? Okay, Jesus' warning here is that it's easy for us to think that life's all about stuff, and it's easy for us to make that our purpose in life. It's easy for us to make that our purpose in life. In fact, look at how Jesus introduced the story in verse 15, okay? What did he say? He said there, he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. What he's saying is life isn't about stuff, is what he's saying. Life's not about food, life's not about clothing, it's not about the body, it's not about stuff. And what he's trying to do here is he's just trying to give us a sense of what is important and get at our sense of what we might think is important. And he's saying, in the end, what's most important isn't the stuff in this world. And what we should understand is that that's true for us whether or not we're well off or whether or not we're not that well off. Okay? Whether you're trying to make your first $1 million or whether you're just trying to have enough to get by, whatever the case, we need to understand that in the end, that kind of stuff, the stuff of life, it's not the biggest thing. Because in the end, none of that actually lasts. Okay? Our meals, we eat them and they're gone. Our clothes, we put them on, but they do eventually wear out. Our bodies, they will be worm food in the end. Our whatever possessions we have, whether it's a lot, whether it's a little, we won't be able to take it with us in the end. None of that kind of thing lasts in the end. And so if we place our purpose in those things, it's not lasting. Life is more than food and clothing. Life is more than what you possess. And by the way, I'd say the same thing just about, say, if our goal might be to that our goal needs to be even bigger than, say, family, okay? Now, I'm not trying to be depressing here, but we have to be realistic that even something like family doesn't last forever. We're all temporary citizens here in this world. And sadly, sometimes there can be fallouts within families, or sometimes we lose loved ones. And again, if we put all of our hope in that, when we lose that, it can be absolutely devastating. And so what we're trying to say here is that we need something bigger than all of that. That's what we're trying to say. We need something that is more than all of that. Life is more than all of these things. And friends, what Jesus here wants us to know is that life is about God. it's the big point that's being made here. Okay, think back to how Jesus ended the story of the rich fool. The man says to himself, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods, and I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years, take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And then it goes on and it says, but God said to him. The problem is God wasn't in the picture. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you, then whose will those things be which you have provided? And it goes on and it says, so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward what? Toward God. And that's the point. Where Jesus is going with all of this is that we need to be rich toward God. That's what our purpose needs to be. And Jesus, in the part that's following that, in the part where he talks about not worrying about food, not worrying about clothing and so on, Jesus is just making the same point again. Okay, verse 29, he says, and do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink or have an anxious mind, for all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things, but seek the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Okay, Jesus is saying, try not to worry about what you're going to eat, try not to worry about what you're going to drink and so on. Try not to make that the big focus of your life. Rather, first seek the kingdom of God. It's saying, seek God, and then trust him to be able to help you with all of those other things. That's what it's saying. Okay, do you see the way that Jesus is, he's just basically making the same point that he was making earlier. But he's saying, what's the big thing that you need to focus in on? Focusing on God. It's God that's the biggest thing that you need to focus in on. God's the lasting thing. Everything else is not lasting. And that's true for those who are really well off, and it's true for those who aren't as well off. For those of us who are rich, we need to, or well off, which are, you know, I think many of us are quite well off. For those of us who are well off, we're tempted to think that all of our stuff is what's going to make us happy. And so it leads us to be more likely to ignore God. For those of us who aren't as well off, we're tempted to think that we can focus on God once we've got our basic necessities sorted out. Once we get that worked out, then we can focus in on God. It's as if we imagine that God can't actually help us with our basic necessities of life. And so Jesus just kind of just says, hang on a second, look, there's something bigger than all of that, no matter where you're at in terms of how much you have. There's something bigger than all of that. And it's God. It's God. Go to God himself. You need God if you're well off. Stuff's not going to last long. And you need God if you're not that well off. Again, the stuff of this world, it's not going to last that long. God's able to help you with your needs in your life. That's what he's saying. Seek the kingdom of God, he says, and all these things shall be added to you. In one of the other records of what Jesus says, just in one of the other writers expands on it slightly, in Matthew, and he just adds in a word there. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And that's the point. That's the big point of what this is all about. It's just saying God needs to be number one. Number one on our agenda. Even before getting rich, even before getting by, even before getting fit, even before getting beautiful, or getting buff, or getting bacon. Whatever it is, whatever kind of thing tends to take our focus, what Jesus here is saying is, it's not to be the thing that becomes the main thing in our life, the most important thing in our life. It's not to be the big purpose of our life. We need to put God first in our lives. Jesus gives us purpose. And friends, if you want to put God first in your life, can I let you know what that's going to mean? Putting God first in your life is going to mean trusting in Jesus, his Son, whom he's sent into the world as the way that we can be forgiven of our sins. We need to trust in Jesus, and we need to seek to follow him, to put him first in the decisions that we make in our lives. That's what it means to put God first in our life. Trust in Jesus to save us from our sins and then seek to live his way. It's what it's going to look like to put God first in your life. Jesus gives us purpose. He gives us a direction. He helps us to know what things are most important. And friends, I want you to know that where you have that purpose in your life, God first, Jesus first, everything else second, where you have that purpose in your life, I want you to know that it is going to change your life. It's going to transform your life. It'll give you the direction that you need in difficult decisions that you have to make. It'll give you the guidance that you need in decisions that you have to make. It doesn't mean it's always easy, but it gives you the guidance that you need in choices that you have to make. And friends, where you have other needs, I want you to know that God isn't going to desert you. He's not going to desert you. He's not going to let you down. He's going to help you with the difficulties that you have. And he's going to help you with everything else. Okay, you know, friend, sometimes it will be hard to put God first in your life. Okay, sometimes it actually means making a choice not to do something which is wrong, or not accepting a job which we know that God isn't going to be happy with, or not being in a relationship which we know he wouldn't be happy with. Sometimes it actually is hard putting God as the big purpose in our lives. But what we're trying to say here is that Jesus is going to help you. That's what his promise here is. Jesus is going to help you with that. He's not going to desert you. He's not going to leave you alone in that as you look to put him first in your life. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And so let's look to God as the big purpose in our life, and let's find in him the direction that we need for life. Jesus brings purpose.